The first reading for today is from Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 through chapter 4, verse 1. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Therefore, my brothers, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, that is how you should stand firm in the Lord, dear friends. This is the word of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen. How many folks have a passport here? Show of hands. The passports are unique without a doubt as far as documents. You know that that's one of those one things. You can lose a license and still get away with things. You can get the license replaced rather easily. Costs you a few bucks, a little inconvenience, a long line. Passport's a lot harder to deal with, and you don't want to lose them, certainly if you're out of the country. Then you got a real problem. But the passport is just such a unique document in that it allows us to travel to and from foreign lands. Used to be we could even get into Mexico just across the border and into Canada without those things. Didn't need them. Matter of fact, I used to go down to Mexico several times a year with some friends, and it cost you a dollar to get in, like 35 cents to get out. And don't know how that works that way, but I won't tell you about any of the stories while I was down there. But I was down there. Well, maybe someday. That interesting document, though, the passport is now needed to just even cross across the border just briefly. Now, it's required as far as identifying you and identifying who you are, where you're from. It has in there your name, your picture, date of birth, date of issue, date of expiration on there, and you've got to watch that real closely if you're traveling sometimes too, because sometimes countries don't want to let you in if it's near expiration because they're afraid you might find some place to stay, and they don't want that. The document reads, and I wrote down from it on mine, "The Secretary of State of the United States of America hereby requests all whom it may concern to permit the citizen/national of the United States named herein to pass without delay or hindrance, and in the case of need, to give all lawful aid and protection." Passport identifies the bearer. It calls for a safe passage to and from wherever it is that you're going in a foreign country. It also indicates your citizenship and your nationality, saying that you belong to the United States, if you will. It identifies you as a citizen of the United States of America if you hold an American passport. If you hold another passport, I'm not sure how the wording is in those, but that's the American passport. It's also one of those unfortunate things, though, that passports expire for a couple of reasons. One, it's really an annoyance to get them renewed. It takes a lot of time, and it takes money as well. They become something that is null and void if you let them get to the point of expiration and have not renewed. You have to go through that process all over again, I'm told. If you want to travel internationally, though, you have to have one, and so you apply for one. Our mission team, we had several folks never had a passport when they went on the mission team last year before, and so they had to get those in time to be able to go with us to Belize. And new folks this year will have to do the same if they don't have one already. But in our text today, we have something that kind of crosses over in that thought for me as far as a passport. And thus the title for the message today, because in our text, Paul writes, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus." That term, citizenship. There are less and less dual citizenships nowadays, but with the U.S. passport, and with whatever passport you hold, as a Christian, truly, you actually do have a dual citizenship. We have a citizenship here on earth, and we have a citizenship already established for us through Jesus in heaven, because he is our personal Savior. He's called us his own, and And he says that we belong to that heavenly country. Matter of fact, we even have hymns that relate that understanding to us. I'm but a stranger here. Heaven is my home, is one of the old faithfuls. We know that we belong to God. In a sense, we are here with an eternal passport that will never expire, even though we may hold an earthly one that will expire. We have a heavenly passport that sees to it that it not only will it never expire, and Luke Daniel got his passport today. The assurance from God that he is going to be with him. And as Luke was raised in that faith, one day we'll see the glories of heaven because of the faith that he holds. By nature, and I want you to remove the thoughts about all the political ways these words are being used nowadays. Consider, though, the way they have been traditionally used. And for us as Christians, by nature, we are, in this world, illegal aliens. Paul tells us in Ephesians, he says that at one time we were strangers and foreigners, but now we survive and live under the grace of God. He writes, remember that at one time you were separated from Christ, alienated from the citizenship of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. What he was relating to us and saying that we were alienated from the citizenship of Israel, saying that just like Jesus in our text, in a way, we really have no place to lay our heads. This is not our home. This is a temporary place. And yes, you may have a passport that says this is your country and nationality, but it's still a temporary thing. God gives us an eternal document in baptism and says that we are citizens of heaven. Though in this world, we are alienated from the citizenship of our country, of our faith's origin, Israel. We are no longer part of what was. Thus also, the whole idea of having to rebuild a temple in Israel really isn't valid anymore. We're not confined to the idea that something has to happen over there for Jesus' second coming. We recognize that Jesus will come when he's ready, and we are not citizens of this world in that sense at all. We are truly, first and foremost, and in God's eyes only, citizens of heaven. And as we look at each other, knowing that we come from different backgrounds, we know that we are all sisters and brothers in Christ and all the same family. And as such, as a family, we all belong to the same Father in heaven. We have the same Jesus as the head of our family. We all belong to this heavenly kingdom. While here, we're spiritual refugees, we're aliens, we're strangers, we're illegals, we're lost without the saving action of God. But God provides that saving action. The passport was first issued through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And he says, you belong to me. It was God's stamp upon the earth for those who would believe. In baptism, because God's stamp upon us for all who would hold to that faith and know that they have an entrance into heaven. You know, they used to do this. They just mentioned this in our new member class. We were talking about that off on some tangent yesterday. But me on a tangent? Briskets, I remember those were the ones that were the easiest to spot because they were such big pieces of meat. Had that purple dye stamp right there on the fatty part that said U.S. Grade A beef. Or U.S. Grade A is what it was, but U.S. Grade A. That's what you wanted, was something with that stamp of the approval of those inspectors that knew what they were doing. We have that stamp of approval from Christ because God is the one who placed it upon us and truly knew what he was doing when he called us to be his. And he says, you belong to me. And as such, there is no one that can take that away from you. And no way that it can be lost. You can, however, you can, if you choose, renounce that citizenship. We can renounce our citizenships rather easily. And then we become strangers in every land. Paul had a word of condemnation for those who don't know or trust in Christ once they have this gift, though. He said, many live as aliens, as enemies of the cross, and in the end, they will find destruction. So the sad reality of those who live without Jesus is that they have no passport to eternal life. They have no heavenly home anymore. Our passports state that we are to pass without delay or hindrance to our homelands. With our eternal passport, we have that same guarantee that upon the time when God calls us home and we leave this earthly life, we pass without delay or hindrance into the glories of heaven. There's no meeting time in between. There's no nirvana or limbo or purgatory that you have to go through or hang out in. You go to heaven. Jesus' words to the man on the cross when he expressed an understanding of who this Jesus was and his unworthiness before him, Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. Today. There's no delay, no waiting period going on. You don't have to sit in holding for a while we check all your belongings. That's an easy thing because you're not taking any belongings either. You're going without anything to hinder you into the glories of heaven. We have a passport to our homeland. Paul says in our text that Jesus will change our lowly bodies to be like his glorious body by the power which enables him to subject all things to himself. God has the power. He has the strength. The U.S. passport has a paragraph that speaks about a loss of nationality, that is something that can be lost in this world. We can give that up or lose that in a sense by, it says, your loss, you may lose your nationality by being naturalized in or taking an oath or making a declaration of allegiance to a foreign state. At that point, you become theirs and you're not part of the U.S. anymore. That's a unique thing because that ties over so well with us in our eternal passport too. You don't take vows to other faiths. You don't make vows that are unchristian. You don't join in organizations that teach anything against what you have been brought up in the faith, nor are you to be held to other pledges other than those that you make to Christ. There are organizations that people join. There are civic organizations, and then there are other groups that are lodges and fraternal organizations considered. But there are also within many of those oaths and pledges that one has to make to be a part of them. In such cases, you've turned away from the first love. You've turned away from the first pledge. You've turned away from your owner, the Lord. And you've made a pledge to another God. We dare not give up our citizenship in heaven by making pledges that go against God's will. There was a Christian missionary who was caught behind the bamboo curtain years ago. And being captured by Chinese communists, he was sentenced to execution. Before he died, he penned a poem that survived from him, from that loss, but made it back to the family. And the words expressed a faith and an understanding of his citizenship in heaven, if you will, as he recognized that he belonged and he had a place of belonging because of the death of Christ and the resurrection of Christ, which sealed for him his salvation. He wrote these words. He said, afraid of death? Afraid of what? Afraid to see my Savior's face, to hear his welcome and to trace the glory beaming from his wounds of grace? Afraid? Afraid of what? If death is to enter the city and to be hailed as the child of the king, then, O grave, where is thy triumph? O death, where is thy sting? He had a strong assurance that the promise of Christ for him was true. Our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will change our lowly bodies, as we even say in the funeral service, who will change our lowly bodies to be fashioned after his glorious body. He and I pray that you also always remember that you have a passport that guarantees you eternal life as long as you don't renounce it, as long as you don't cast it out, as long as you don't ignore it. The sacrifice of Christ assured that his baptism for us means a washing of all our sins and a guarantee of a life forever with him in heaven. And though you may be but a stranger in this life, you have an eternal home. It's a divine and done deal. You have your passport stamped and approved by the only one that matters, Christ our Lord. May you live in this world as citizens of the world that is to come, and show this world the joys of being a part of the family of God. May you live in this world, and though you hold a relationship to this world on a temporary and a balance that can expire of your life here, you have an eternal passport that guarantees you that you will not be hindered, you will be stopped, and nothing can stand in your way to your entrance to heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace which passes all understanding keep your hearts, your minds, and your lives always in Christ Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, and our God. Amen.